Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and Wayne Cruz has been with me almost every day, every year of that time. He's the VP of Policy and Technology at Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Wayne, tell us about CEI.
CEI, we're 35 years old, founded 1984, George Orwell's year, and the emphasis for us, you know, there are a lot of groups in town working on tax and budget, social issues, defense, and all of that. CEI's emphasis has always been on the regulatory state, some of the issues we're talking about, like social regulation and the implications for the administrative state for that, antitrust, banking issues, energy and environment. And my basket is kind of the general regulatory state overviews that we talk
right.
about so much.
So, Wayne, I want you to tell us, in your view, what is the most important regulatory debate right now? And across all this, the whole spectrum of regulations, what's the thing that's going on right now that's the most momentous but has the most potential to get fixed? What do you think?
Well, you know, the one that's the most momentous, of course, is the climate change debate in energy
right.
and environment, and what those left of center might try to do with the Green New Deal and things of that sort. Some of the things that are also momentous, though, are like what we're talking about with respect to social media. Because when you and I talk, you know, I always say you don't have to.
I want you to stay on climate change. We have not talked about that lately. I want you to tell us what you're seeing, and what you think needs to be done about climate, or what is about to be done about climate change. What do you think?
Well, the concern is this so-called Green New Deal, and the notion is that the left wants to decarbonize the economy, and the trends have been, you know, over time, business wants to get rid of waste, and carbon dioxide is a waste. And one of the things business
we've been doing that. That's the sad part. Wayne, is the United States has decarbonized us more than any country in the world.
Exactly. So what this is really then is an economic control program.
That's all
because,
it is.
You know, other ones have
100%.
Succeeded in the past. So that's the thing that I think folks have to watch out for. But there was, you know, last night I didn't watch any of it, but last night there was this marathon CNN town hall all on the climate change issue. So that
right.
shows you that media, mainstream media, and we were just talking about social media, but mainstream media is all in the camp with these new climate change controls. They don't even criticize it.
They don't even ask questions that would make people prove what they're saying. And I'll tell
right.
you something. I'll tell you something. The climate change argument that the Democrat candidates have right now, that they've landed on and are supporting right now, is going to take away jobs of the people that they hope to
right.
vote for them. And the fact that they don't understand that is astonishing to me.
Well, it's also lethal, just like socialism always is. I mean, you say they never ask the actual pertinent questions.
Right.
How are they going to feed 8 billion people with horses and windmills? That's the
That's
question
right.
that doesn't come up.
Right.
And how are you going to do it? Now we had 12 years, so now presumably we have only 11. So
yeah.
how are you going to do that in 11 years? So it's like a hysteria.
How do you propose
like
those kinds of ideas, Wayne, and no rational person not push back on them to ask them hard questions? Here's the question I want to
yeah.
ask them. Here's a simple, very simple marketplace question I've been posing for the last month or so whenever this has been discussed on the show. I want to ask every one of them, where are the jobs going
mm-hmm.
to come from in your world? If we do what you right. want to do, where are the new jobs going to come from?
Well, in their view, Jim, you know what their view is? They're going to have all these new jobs in creating renewable technologies when they destroy jobs everywhere else. And
but those industries barely exist right now. How are you going to even...
Right.
But see, again, you got to push back on that. That's a joke. What you just said, if they say that, is a joke.
It's like the Wright, Jim, when the Wright brothers were testing out their gliders, you had Samuel Langley catapulting his aerodrome out over the Potomac River thinking he was going to fly.
Right.
All this kind of research puts the cart before the horse. You can't have renewable energies without the emergent technologies evolving. The Wright brothers had to invent a propeller before anything else work. And when it comes to renewable energy, we haven't invented the propeller.
That's right. Well said. Hey, Wayne, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website. Give us the website again, please.
We are at CEIG, Competitive Enterprise. CEI.org.
Hey, Wayne, good job today. Come back soon. And thanks again for 21 great years.
Sure will. Thank you a lot, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, we always get smarter when he joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.